time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolf is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, and we get one of our listeners on the phone to listen to that piano puzzler and then try to guess two things, the name of the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Aaron Hassel is on the phone from Columbia, South Carolina. Aaron, good to have you.
Good to be here, Fred.
You sound a little nervous. Are you nervous?
Yes. I didn't have quite as much time to study before this as I would want to play.
That's okay. You know, your intuitive mind will take you where you need to go because you've listened to music all your life, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you come from a family of musicians, I understand?
I do. Both my mom and my uncle played instruments when they were in college, mm-hmm. in marching band.
And do you play?
I play acoustic guitar, yep.
Mm-hmm. And ever play anything else besides guitar?
Played saxophone in middle school, but I quit it when I got to high school so I could play football. Oh.
But it sounds like music making and listening to music have been a big part of your life for a long, long time.
Very much so. I definitely enjoy it.
Okay, well, relax. You'll be fine. I don't think that was the puzzler. I think that was meant to make you relax.
Yeah,
I'm very relaxed.
Okay, good. Well, Aaron, if you happen to get stuck on either the tune or the composer, I don't know what's coming either. So if you get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, Aaron, here's Bruce Adolf with your piano puzzler.
It's always hard because I always get caught up listening to how awesome the song is, and I don't even pay attention to what else is going on.
You know, the same thing happens to me sometimes. These piano puzzlers that Bruce writes are so entertaining on their own.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
So what do you think? What do you want to start with, the tune or the composer whose style Bruce
is mimicking? Almost like Charlie Brownish at first.
Oh, the composer Charlie Brownish.
No, I can see what you mean. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Hmm. I'm thinking more old school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fred and I were just saying, why don't you say the first composer that pops into your head? Because people are often right that doing that.
Beethoven?
Yes!
Wow!
Yeah,
So in the style of Ludwig von Beethoven. Nicely done, Aaron.
Thank you.
What about the tune that's hidden inside this piano puzzler?
A good question.
Okay. I was thinking the same thing, I gotta say.
I'll give you a hint, not about the tune, but how to listen for the tune. The tune, right at the beginning, is played in the right hand. It's chopped up into little fragments, and it's played kind of fast. But it's there.
Hmm. Okay.
Here, let's try it again. Now, I've already played the tune straight through, believe it or not. Now I can keep going. Fred, do you have it?
You know, I feel like I'm going to kick myself when you tell me what it is.
It sounds vaguely familiar. It's something like... Banana, 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 banana.
Yeah. It's a folk song. It's a really old English folk song.
Hmm.
But it's quite well known. But then again, you know, it may not be on anybody's radar today. Although, Fred, you were singing it, so it's in your brain somewhere. I'll give Fred a weird hint, and for those who know the music scene really well, there's a famous harpist who is a clue by her very existence.
Because her name is the name of...
You got it.
...the song.
That's right. Her name is also the name of the song. So the song is a woman's name. But the folk
if
song...
You got it, Fred. I'll defer to you. I'm blanking.
Well, I didn't get it from the tune. I only know the harpist. And I happen to know that her name is the name of the folk song Barbara Allen.
That's right. Her name was Barbara Allen.
Yes, in the more familiar piano puzzler setting of the song.
I wonder if it was...
Well, then I would have gotten it if you played it like that. Well, Aaron, you got the most important part of the piano puzzler. It's really all about the composer, and you named Ludwig von Beethoven, so well done.
Thank you.
And for playing our piano puzzler this week on the air with Bruce and me, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score to that classic piano puzzler signed by Bruce Adolf himself.
Looking forward to it.
Aaron, how do you hear piano puzzlers?
I listen to WLTR in Columbia.
Ah, part of South Carolina ETV Radio. Great network in South Carolina. Aaron Hassel from Columbia, South Carolina, thank you so much for playing the piano puzzler with Bruce and me.
Thanks for having me on.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.